我们来看罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书的第三章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 3.
罗马书第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
请。
Verse 9. What then are we better than they?Not at all, for we have previously charged both Jews and Greeks that they are all under sin.
第十节。
Verse 10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one.
Okay. 圣经里面讲啊，没有一个义人。
Here the Bible tells us there's no righteous.
连一个也没有。
Not even one.
我们如果从表面上看起来啊，世界上有很多的好人。
If we look superficially, there's a lot of good men on earth.
因为他们行了很多的善事。
Because they do a lot of charities.
那有时候如果我们多行善事，我们也觉得我也不错。
And sometimes when we do charities, we'll feel good.
但是圣经里面告诉我们没有一个义人，连一个也没有。
But here the Bible tells us there's no righteous, not one.
什么是义人？
What is righteous?
义人就是在神看起来一切都是对的。
A righteous man should be a man who does all the things that looks right to God.
义人就是在神看来没有罪。
That is to God that he does no sin.
在神的标准之下没有什么过失。
That under the standards of God, that he has done anything wrong. He has not done anything wrong.
圣经告诉我们，不论是旧约的选民犹太人，或者新约的所谓的外邦人没有一个义人。
So the Bible tells us not in Old Testament or in New Testament, there is no one that is righteous.
那为什么这个这么重要？
And why is this important?
因为主耶稣曾经到税吏的家。
Because Jesus once went to a tax collector's house.
那好多的人就来跟他在一起吃饭。
And many gather around him and dine with him.
文士跟法利赛人就在问他的门徒，为什么你的老师跟那些罪人在一起？
And the scribes and the Pharisees questioned the tax collectors, Hey, why do your teacher always hang out with those sinners?
主耶稣说，有病的才用得着医生。
And then Jesus replies, For those who are sick are the ones who need the doctors.
所以在主耶稣一起坐席的这一些人。
So for those people who dine with Jesus.
有三种人。
There's three kinds of people.
一个叫做有病的。
There are the sick.
就是有罪的。
And then there are the sinned.
那第二个就是觉得自己没有病的。
And then there's also those ones who think they are well.
就是文士法利赛人觉得自己是义人的。
Those who deem themselves as righteous, like their scribes and the Pharisees.
那第三种人就是医生。
And then the third kind of people is doctors.
医生就是主耶稣。
And it's Jesus, he's the doctor.
这个事情把它扩大就是现在的社会。
And if we expand the scope, it is actually the world we are living in today.
为什么人这么难信耶稣？人会这么困难来信耶稣？
So why is it so difficult for a man to come and believe in Jesus?
因为很少人觉得我有罪。
It's because that no one thinks that we have sins.
如果我没有罪，我很好，我为什么需要信耶稣
？If I have not sinned, I'm doing well in my life. Why do I have to believe in God？
但是圣经告诉我们，没有一个义人。
But the Bible here tells us there's no righteous man.
每个人都是罪人。
Everyone is a sinner.
每个人在神的眼中都是有病的。
Everyone in the eyes of God are sick.
那病得很严重。
And we are in a great sickness.
所以当一个人有这样的自觉他知道我们自己没有办法救自己脱离罪，他就会来找主耶稣。
And once a man who can have this self-conscious to understand that he cannot save himself, then he will come to Jesus.
那为什么神造人本来是好的？
But if we look at the Bible, why does the Bible tells us that God create man and look at it as a
在
good
创世纪第一
creation？
章啊，特别讲到第六天神创造人啊，神看非常好。
So in Genesis chapter 6, he created human and God deemed everything good.
哦，那神看非常好的人，现在每一个人都是罪人。
And why did this thing that he deemed good become sinners？
哦，到底为什么会变成这样子？
And what changed and what happened？
哦，神看是好的人，现在堕落变成每个人都是罪人。
Everyone that God has created was deemed good, and now they have become sinners.
哦，这个罗马书第一章告诉我们，最重要的关键是人的心中哦，神怎么在我们的心中啊，对神是什么态度？
So here in Romans chapter 1, it tells us that the key factor is that how in our hearts we see God.
好，我们现在来看啊，《罗马书》的第一章。
Now let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
啊，《罗马书》的第一章的21节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1, verse 21.
啊，请。
Verse 21. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened.
哦。哦，这个地方讲啊，人虽然知道有神，但是不当作神来荣耀他，也不感谢他。
So here it tells us that although those people knew God, but they did not glorify him as God, nor were they thankful.
为什么人知道有神？
How do people know there's God?
在前面里面告诉我们，借着神所创造的万物，神的存在跟神性是你没有办法讲没有的。
And here it tells us that through all the creations that God has created, it's impossible to for a man to not know God.
哦，看到小孩子有父母。
If you see a child with his parents,
啊，看到车子有造他的工厂。
you see a car with the manufacturing plant.
啊，看到万物的存在，就是告诉我们有一个创造他的神。
And you see everything on earth, then you know there's this God.
啊，所以人头脑知道是有一个神。
So in our brains, we know there's this God.
但是实际的生活啊，人过的一个没有神的生活。
But with this in mind, we humans still live a life without God.
哦，那人一旦在心里面啊，试着过没有神的生活，人就开始堕落。
And once the once human start to live this life without God, then they start to sin.
啊，为什么啊，人想要过一个没有神的生活？
And why do humans want to live a life without God?
很简单的，你看小孩子长大，他就想要搬出去。
And it's easy if you see a kid, if he grows up, he would like to move out from his parents.
不是全部啦，大部分。
It's not everyone, but most of them.
为什么？搬出去比较自由啊。
It's because you get more freedom outside.
啊，不会说父母常常讲啊，你为什么不做这个？你为什么要做这个？
Then there will not be your parents nagging about you doing this or that.
所以浪子为什么离开父亲？
So why did the prodigal son left his father?
你看他离开父亲，他搬到哪里？搬到很远的地方去。
And he went far far away from his dad.
那为什么搬这么远
？And why did he went so far?
因为他想做什么就可以做什么。
It is because that then he can do whatever he wants.
很自由啊。
And he has freedom.
啊，所以现在的人啊。为什么知道有神，他生活跟神没有关系？因为这样比较自由。
And the reason why people live lives without God is that they can live their free lives.
那我们怎么知道人想要脱离神，得到自由
？And how do we know that humans want to go away from God and have freedom？
啊，如果我们看21节啊，第一个，不当作神荣耀他。
Here in verse 21, we can see that man did not glorify him as God.
如果我们要荣耀我们的父母亲
，if we want to glorify our parents,
你把这个当做你生活的目标
，if you live this as your goal,
你就很认真读书啊
，and then you will study very hard.
书读好，你的父母亲就得到荣耀啊。
And if you do well on your grades, then your parents will be glorified.
那你就不能犯罪啊。
And you shall not sin.
你如果犯罪, 就羞辱了父母亲啊?
If you commit a crime, then you will humiliate your parents.
哦, 你就要工作很认真啊?
And you have to work diligently.
哦, 因为你在公司啊, 有好的职位, 这个就是父母亲的荣耀啊?
Because if you have a good title in your company, then it's glorifying your parents' name.
哦, 但是如果我不把父母亲当一回事,
but you, if you don't care about your parents,
我就为我自己活吧。
Then I will, you will just live for your own.
我要怎么样就怎么样。
You do whatever you want.
啊, 这个就是人对神的态度。
And this is the man's, human's attitude towards God.
如果我就是为着要荣耀神。
If you always think that you want to glorify God.
因为神创造万物就是为荣耀他自己。
Because God has created everything to glorify His name.
诸天述说神的荣耀。
And all the heavens speaks for God's glory.
哦, 所以你看天上万象, 这是神的荣耀。
If you look up in the sky, you will see all God's glory.
哦, 但是人看到我们, 可以看到神的荣耀吗?
But if people look at us, can he see God's glory in us?
不能了, 为什么?
No, why?
因为我们有罪性。
Because we tend to sin.
常常生气, 夫妻吵架。
You get easily angry, or you always have this fight with your spouse.
骄傲自夸,
and you have pride in yourself.
贪心,
you envy others.
这个都是罪性啊,
these are all sins.
哦, 所以神当初造人用他的形象造,
so God created man with his image.
人看到亚当就好像看到神, 因为他是造神的形象造的。
And if someone sees Adam, he would be like seeing God, because it has God's image in it.
主耶稣说，你看到我就是看到神。
And Jesus said, if you see me, then you are seeing God.
因为他把神的本性表现出来。
Because he is showing God's nature.
但是人虽然外面长得很好看，打扮得很潇洒，潇洒很漂亮。
And even if a human being, he has makes up on himself, looks good, but
但是如果你住在一起就知道，每个人都有罪性。
He looks handsome, but if you live with him, then you will know that he will sin.
但是如果一个人说，我真的要荣耀神，
and if a man really puts glorifying God as his first priority,
我就会开始学习像主耶稣一样。
Then he will start to learn to live like Jesus.
那这样啊，我们人就渐渐离开了罪。
Then we will slowly depart from sin.
哦，所以我们。 不当把神啊，不愿意荣耀神。
So we should not avoid to glorify God.
哦，生活已经跟神没有关系。
And not to want to associate our lives with God.
那我们就被罪性控制，我就堕落下去了。
Then we will be controlled by the sins.
啊，那下面说不感谢神。
And here in the latter part of verse 21, it says, they do not thank God.
哦，如果我们真的感谢一个人。
If we are really thankful for someone,
我很感谢我的父母。
I'm thankful for my parents.
我一定想要做一些事情让我父母高兴。
Then you will want to do something for your parents.
这是一种回报。
And this is paying back to them.
那如果真的很感谢神，
and if you really are thankful for God,
我一定要过一个生活让神很高兴。
Then we would want to live a life that makes God happy.
哦，那如果犯罪呢，就亏缺神的荣耀了。And
if you sin, then you are not glorifying His name.
那我们人就没有办法得到神的喜悦。Then
God will not be happy with our behavior.
所以一个人不感谢神，就是表示他跟神没有关系了。And
if someone is not thankful for God's all creation, then that means he has no relationship with God.
那当人的心里面试着跟神没有关系的时候,
and if a man tries in his heart to disassociate with God,
他的心就会有一个很大的改变。Then
his heart will become to change.
外表看起来都一样。
They look the same on outer appearance.
看啊，刚刚读的22节。
Let's read verse 22.
思念变为虚妄。
Verse 22. They became fools.
然后无知的心就昏暗。
And
第一章的22节。 21节。
Verse 21. So their heart, they become foolish and foolish hearts, and their hearts were darkened.
一旦人离开了神,
once God, man departed from God,
你做什么计划, 在神看起来都是虚空的。
Any plans you make is in vain.
我要读更好的书,
you want to achieve a higher better scholar.
我要找更好的工作。
You want to find a better job.
我要赚更多的钱,
you want to earn more.
我要过更舒服的生活,
you want to live a more comfortable life.
啊, 如果我们整头脑都在计划这个,
if you're all planning about this,
但是我跟神没有关系,
and you have nothing to do with God,
这一切都是虚空的,
then this is all in vain.
啊, 为什么?
Why is that?
因为他没有达到神当初
Because this does not achieve the goals that God has set for us. And that goal was that humans should live in the Garden of Eden.
跟神的关系很好,
and has a great relationship with God.
从神得到极大的满足,
and they can receive great joy from God.
跟人的关系很好,
and they have good relationship with their
人跟人相处有平安有喜乐,
They, you have joy and happiness.
然后跟神在一起有永生,
and you live with God with eternal life.
一旦跟神没有关系, 就达不到那个目标了。
And once you disassociate from God, then you cannot achieve this goal.
那达不到那个目标, 你一切的计划, 都变成空的。
And without this goal, all of your plans are just vanity.
有时候死了你就知道, 快要死了就知道, 这个都是过去的, 这是空的。
And for those who are about to pass away, you will they will see everything as just in vain.
那人生怎么不虚空呢? 要把神拿回来。
And how to avoid this kind of life? That is to bring God back into our life.
了解神要我们怎么生活, 照着神要我们的生活去做, 这样人生就很充实。
And we should understand how God wants us to live and how God wants to do, then you will have a fulfilled life.
那下面无知的心就变成昏暗。
Then the latter part it says their foolish hearts were darkened.
神的话, 一解开就是亮光。
Once you decipher God's words, it's brightness.
所以, 如果我们现在外面很黑暗哦, 你一有光, 你就看得很清楚, 你就可以走得, 不会去碰到东西, 不会跌倒。
So if you're walking at out at night, if you have a light shining and you can see things, then you'll not bump into others.
所以认识神是智慧的开始。
So understanding or knowing God is the beginning of wisdom.
所以因此如果人有认识神的知识, 这个知识就是一种光。
It is because once you have known God, then you have this wisdom and it's a kind of light.
那这样好, 我们就不会走在黑暗里面。
And then we will not walk in the darkness.
诸位, 我们从哪里来?
Brethren, where do we come from?
我们要往哪里去?
Where are we going to?
我们活着要做什么?
What is the purpose of living here?
如果我们有认识神的知识, 我们很清楚。
If we have this...
有认识神的知识, 我们就很清楚。
If we have this knowledge, knowing God well, then we will know what our purpose of life is.
如果我们不认识神,
But if we do not know God, then we are living in the darkness.
到了死,
then till death, we still don't know what's the meaning of living.
那22节,
verse 22.
自称是聪明, 反是愚拙,
professing to be wise, they became fools.
所以你如果看整个美国的社会,
and if you look at the American society today,
受教育最高的大概是在西海岸跟东海岸。
The most educated groups of people are living on the both coasts.
但是受教育最高的常常是离开神最远。
And those are also the ones who departed furthest from God.
为什么?
And why is that?
因为教育让我们知识丰富。
Because education make our minds broader.
所以我们觉得我知道很多，别人不知道。
And we would think that we know everything and no one others people don't know and not, they know nothing.
这个也是事实。
And that might be the truth.
那有了这个心态以后，人就没有办法很谦卑来认识、来追求神。
And once you have this mindset, it'll be difficult for you to come and know God.
因为自己觉得在人当中超人一等。
Because you feel good about yourself and you think you're better than others.
但是不知道说有一位创造天地的神, 这个才是智慧的来源。
But you don't know that there's actually this creator of the world that is the beginning of the wisdom.
所以圣经里面讲到敬畏神是智慧的开始。
So the Bible tells us that fearing God is the beginning of the wisdom.
因此觉得自己很聪明，到其实在神看起来是愚拙的。
So here, someone that they are professing to wise, but they became fools.
所以为什么我们这个世界啊，往罪一直堕落下去？
That is why that the world that we are living in today has sinned more and more.
知道神不愿意荣耀神。
They know God, but they do not want to glorify His name.
活在神的恩典，他不愿意感谢神。
They are living in God's grace, but they do not thank Him.
为着自由过一个没有神的生活。
And they pursue freedom over God's glory.
那人就往罪一直掉下去了。
Then man will sink deep into sin.
我们现在看24节。
Let's read verse 24.
24节开始就在提到三个任凭。
Here in verse 24, that talks about three.
我们看24节，请读。
Let's read verse 24. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves.
25节。
Verse 25, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the creator who is blessed forever.
这个24节开始啊，第一个任凭，什么是任凭？ 什么是任凭 ？Give up
哦，so what is to give something up？
这个 give up 好像父母在教小孩子。
So for instance, if a parent is teaching their children,
你很努力一直教啊，这个不能做啊，那个应该做。
So they are diligently telling their kid, you cannot do this and you can do that.
他就不把你当一回事。And
your kid just don't care whatever you say.
那你试了很多次以后啊，随便你了。And
you tried so many times that until a point that you said you gave up.
不是父母没有心呢。
And it's not that the parent doesn't care.
是小孩子要坚持他自己啊。It's
that the child is insisting on his own opinion.
神也是这样，小孩子神就是父亲呢。And
God is the same. He's the father.
神在人的内心设有良心。And
God has made conscious in our minds.
然后又借着万物证明神的存在。And
He used all the creations to prove that He exists.
但是人故意不认识神。
But man insists to not believe in him.
所以有时候我们会听人讲哦，为什么如果有神，世界这么乱，神不做一些什么事情
？So we may heard some people saying that if there's God, why doesn't God do anything and make this world chaotic？
不是神不做事情，是人没有办法改变，所以神就任凭。
It's not that God cannot do anything, but He just let humans do whatever they want.
那这个任凭的第一件事情就是人跑去拜偶像。So
this first giving up is that human went to worship idols.
误会了自己啊。And
they defiled themselves.
这个偶像啊是很容易了解的一件事情。
Idol is something that is very easy to understand.
偶像是什么？它的本质就是一块木头啊。
And the essence of an idol is that it's a piece of wood.
那一块木头怎么会变成神呢？
And how can a piece of wood become God?
当我们人把它当神拜，
And when humans are worshiping this piece of wood,
有时候魔鬼会工作，
Then Satan will start working.
就进入迷惑里面了。
And then they will be confused.
那有时候是拜这个很伟大的人。
And sometimes there are people worshiping great leaders.
他也是人啊。
They are also human beings.
如果他是神，他就不会死啊。
If they are really God, then they will not die.
如果他会死，他就不是神了。
If they die, then they are obviously not God.
所以人就在拜这些人造出来的神。
So man likes to worship those God that they created themselves.
这是第一个啊。
So this is the first.
我们看26节。
Let's read verse 26. Verse 26. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature.
啊，这个地方讲神任凭他们放纵可羞的事情。
Here, it tells us that God gave them up to vile passions.
那接下去我们一直读下去就知道，他是在讲同性恋。
And if we continue to read, we'll know that it's talking about homosexuality.
啊，八零年代啊。美国大部分人认为同性恋是罪。
In the 80s, most of the Americans thinks that homosexuality is a sin.
所以要悔改。
So they have to repent.
啊，90年代。
And in the 90s.
开始改变，同性恋是病，所以你要同情他。
People think that it's a kind of syndrome.
哦、他没有办法控制自己、啊、他生来就是这样啊。
And they are born this way, so you have to have come, you have to.
到2000年以后。
So and then after after 2000 years.
同性恋是自由，人的自由。
After in the year 2000, people start to think that being homosexual is freedom.
那最近几年，同性恋是他的权利 ，right.
And nowadays, people think that it's their rights.
所以你不能歧视。
So you cannot discriminate them.
那为什么会这样一直变下去呢
？And why did things change in this way?
哦，现在连天主教的教皇都说可以替同性恋结婚祝福。
Now even the Pope of the Catholic Church will give them blessings.、
哦、摩门教开始接受同性恋。
And the Mormons started to accept homosexuality.
主流教会大部分都因为同性恋分作两半。
And most of the churches started to be divided.
为什么神不做一些什么事情呢？
And why did God not do anything?
因为这里个地方讲神任凭了。
It is because it tells us here that God gave up.
本来人就有良心，知道这不对的。
Man has a conscience in their hearts and understand this is wrong.
那你要做就一直做，良心也死掉了。
And if you insist on doing this, then God will just give up.
但是整个世界罪越来越深了。
Then the world will sink deeper into sin.
好，那我们现在再来看第三个任凭。
Let's look at the third give ups that God gave.
好，我们看二十八节。
Let's read verse 28.
好
，verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting.
好，这个地方讲啊，故意不认识神，那神就任凭他们。
So here it tells us if those people did not like to retain God and their knowledge, then God gave them over.
哦，我们知道有很多这个城市哈、哦，在大的红绿灯的路口啊，都开始设这个照相机。
We know now in California, many cities they start to have this CCTV to look at the intersections.
哦，那你如果很在意，哦，那个有一个照相机哦，我就开车很小心。
And if there's this camera watching you, and you will drive safely,
那就减少很多的车祸。
Then there will be less car accidents.
哦，但是如果一个人故意把它当做不当做一回事，
But if someone carelessly or intentionally to disregard that camera,
你要开多快，你要红绿灯要左转，随便你。
And he will drive however he wants to.
哦。所以你就发现、交通就越来越乱了。
And then traffic will start to get worse.
啊，所以啊，我们如果回来看这个二十八节
，If we come back to read verse 28,
神任凭他们存邪僻的心和行那不合理的事。
And God did not. God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting.
啊，等等，二十九节。
And verse 29.
专满各样不义，邪恶、贪婪、恶毒，啊，满心是嫉妒、凶杀、争竞，啊，诡诈又毒恨。那一直念下去啊，都是在讲罪。
And if we continue to read on from verse 29, it's all talking about different kinds of sins.
啊，也就是罪性的表现，就是跟在加拉太书第五章里面在讲情欲的事情。
And these are all sins similar to what is described in Galatians chapter 5.
哦，那神任凭他们做，不等于这样做不会有什么后果。
So God gave them over to this those things whatever they wanted to do doesn't mean that there's no backlash or no results in doing this.
哦，所以 我们到了32节，
So if we jump to verse 22,
第一章的32节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 20, 30, 32. Verse 32, who knowing the righteous judgment of God that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them.
神判定行这样事是当然死的，为什么？因为这是罪吧，罪的结果就是死啊。
So the judgment of this is death, because they are deserve of death.
所以整个社会的文化啊，现在都跟罪连在一起。
So the main culture we live in today are all associated with sin.
而且啊，他们不但这样去做，而且他也喜欢人去做。
And not only do they do this, but they promote this way of living.
所以如果我们跟社会的文化不一样，反而会被排斥。
And if we live a different way from everyone else, then we would be, people would look at us with,
有时候反而会受逼迫。
And sometimes we will even be prosecuted.
所以圣经里面才讲哦，要敬虔度日的就要受苦。
So the Bible tells us for those who follow the teachings of the Bible, they will live a hard life.
所以我们在这个世代里面哦，也需要有受苦的决心。
So we should have this determination to endure the hardships.
好，那这个堕落在罪里面的结果是什么？
So the result of indulging yourself in sins, what is the result?
就是第二章里面讲要面对神的报应。
And in Romans chapter 2, it tells us that we will face God's judgment.
好，我们看第二章的第二节。
Let's read Romans chapter 2, verse 2. Verse 2, but we know that the judgment of God is according to truth against those who practice such things.
好，这个第二节讲啊，行这样的人，神必照真理来审判他。
Here it tells us that The judgment of God is according to truth against those who practice such things.
所以将来神的审判呢，不是美国的文化。
So God will not judge based on American culture.
也不是美国的法律。
And not based on the American law.
如果你从中国来的，也不是中国的传统。
And if you're from China, it's not based. God will not judge based on the Chinese traditions.
那神的审判就是神的真理。
But he will judge based on his truth.
所以有神存在就有一个报应。
So the existence of God also makes the existence of 报应 like the punishment.
报应哦，不一定是 punishment， 就是说 retribution 啊。
A retribution.
我们看神的报应是什么。
Let's look at what the retribution of God is.
第四节。
Let's read verse 4. Verse 4. Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance?
那第五节。
Verse 5. But in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God.
第六节。
Verse 6. Who will render to each one according to his deeds?
好，这个第六节讲啊，神要照个人的行为报应个人。
Here in verse 6, that it tells us that God said, He will render to each one according to his deeds.
所以，我们活在这个世界上啊，种什么一定会收什么。
So if we are living on earth, whatever what we sow, we will reap.
就是有一天我要面对神的审判，有一个报应。
And that is one day when we face God's judgment, we will get what we have done.
有时候这个报应是在我们还活着的时候就显现出来。
And sometimes this kind of the results are manifested in our life.
所以如果我们看第七节。
Let's read verse 7.
好，请。
Verse 7. Eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality.
这个地方讲啊，恒心行善，寻求荣耀尊贵， 和不能朽坏之福的，就永生报应。啊，这个地方讲啊，行善就是神看为对的事情，啊，这样的人到最后一定有永生。
So here it tells us if someone does good for his whole life, then it is seeking God's righteousness, then he will receive immortality.
啊，但是这个是死以后。
But this is after death.
啊，所以。啊，诗篇里面在讲哦，眼看实在是很难了、啊。为什么？因为有的人哦，犯很多罪，身体很平安。
So in Psalms it tells us it's very difficult to judge by what we see because there are sinners that did great sins, but they are just living fine.
活的寿数很长，
And they live longevity.
钱赚很多，
And they earn a lot.
生活很享受。
They live very comfortable
啊，
lives.
到处取笑别人也没有什么结果。
And they are just mocking everyone else, but there's no they don't get punished.
所以有的人看了就气愤不平啊。
And some people will be angry about this.
啊，如果有神，那这个神怎么可以拜？你看他这样的人，他也活得很好啊。
And if there's God, why did God not do anything? These kind of people are just living fine.
但是诗篇里面说，等我进到神的圣所，思想他们人生的结局，我就恍然大悟。
And in Psalms it tells us, once I entered the tabernacle of God, then I understand.
因为神的公义的报应是在最后的审判显现出来。
It is because God's judgment is revealed at the end time after death.
所以有的人虽然做很多的恶，今生过得很好，不等于神不会审判他，在他是在最后审判要表现出来。
So if someone is living a good life, despite sinning so much, it doesn't mean that God will not punish him.
但是有的人行很多善事，啊，生活好像也很辛苦。
And there are also people who do a lot of good things, but they are living hard lives.
这个也不等于没有神不给他什么好的。
This doesn't equal that God doesn't look at what he has done.
你看拉撒路这么辛苦。
If we look at Lazarus, he was
拉撒路拜神拜到死还是拉撒路，他没有变啊。
So Lazarus worshipped God to his death, and he is still Lazarus.
那为什么要拜神？
Why did he worship God?
因为拉撒路死了，在天国，在亚伯拉罕的怀里享受福气。
Because he will receive this eternal joy in the hands of Abraham.
这个就是神给他的报啊、回报。
This is God's God how God paid him back.
所以我们的一生怎么活，一定会有一个回报，因为有一个神。
So how we live will decide how we end up being after death.
那么所以我们看第九节。
So let's jump back to verse 9.
好，请。
Verse 9, tribulation and anguish on every soul of man who does evil of the Jew first and also of the Greek.
第十节。
Verse 10, but glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works that is good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
这里讲啊，荣耀、尊贵、平安，加给一些行善的人。
Here it tells us all the glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good.
一般来说啊，如果一个人很敬畏神，常常行善，神与他同在，生活会比别人更平安、更喜乐，有更多神的恩典。
Generally speaking, if someone do according to God's teaching, then he will live a peaceful life and be more joyful.
所以虽然神看不见
，and even if you cannot see God,
神的报应是存在的。
But his punishment or his judgment still there.
我们一定要离恶行善
，and we should depart from sins and do good.
一心努力
，and continue to strive for this goal.
那有的人就在讲哦，那我爸爸还没有信耶稣就死了，那怎么要怎么审判
？And someone would say, my father died before coming and to believe in God. How does God judge that?
如果他照圣经的话来审判，这不公平，他没有机会听到啊。
And if God is judging based on Bible, it would be not fair because he doesn't know God or Bible.
所以十二节啊，没有律法的犯了罪，不按律法灭亡。
So here in verse 12, it tells us for as many as have sinned without law will also perish without law.
但是啊，如果我们再看十四节
，And but if we jump to verse 14。 Verse 14, for when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do the things in the law, these, although not having the law, are a law to themselves.
哦，这个地方讲自己就是自己的律法，那这是什么意思？顺着本性行律法的事，这是什么意思？
So what does it mean to by nature do the things in the law?
哦，这就是良心了。
And this is the, our conscience.
哦，所以15节。
So verse 15, let's read verse 15, who show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness and between themselves their thoughts accusing or else excusing
啊，比方说十诫从第五诫到第十诫。
So if we look at the Ten Commandments from commandment 5 to 10,
你没有信耶稣也知道什么是对的，什么是不对的。
If you're a non-believer, it is common sense. You know what is right and what is wrong.
良心告诉我们要孝敬父母。
Our conscience tells us that we have to pay respect to our parents.
良心告诉我们不可以杀人。
It tells us not to kill someone else.
也不可以恨人。
And you cannot hate someone else.
良心告诉我们不可以犯奸淫。
It also tells us that we cannot commit adultery.
良心告诉我们不可以偷拿。
And it tells us that we cannot steal.
良心告诉我们不可以做假见证害人。
It tells us that we cannot lie.
良心告诉我们不可以贪心。
And we cannot covet others, people's stuff.
如果一个人说，我没有听过道理啊，你怎么审判我呢？
So if someone say, I have not heard the truth, then how can you judge me?
就是他的良心要做标准。
So the standard will be his conscience.
这个是非常高的标准。
And this is a very high standard.
一生，谁有一生没有违背过良心呢？
Has anyone never betrayed your conscience?
哦，所以我们人要得救，最把握的方法就是要来接受耶稣的救恩。
And in order to save and receive eternal life, the easiest and most securest way is to believe in God.
哦，虽然没有一个义人。
Despite there is no righteous man on earth.
啊，但是主耶稣要来拯救我们。
But God is here to save us.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.